Some of the names from the Globetrotters, we've already talked about Goose Tatum. Was he the best, the greatest?
No doubt about it. There'll never be another one like him.
Was he funny off the court and joking in the locker room, too?
Goose liked to go for walks every morning early. Sometimes we would get up early and get in the lobby of the hotel. Once he went out the door, well, we would all go to the window at the hotel because this guy was funny just to watch him walk.
Yeah. He was.
But one of the nicest guys in the world. You know, like many times, you know, he'd catch people on the streets, you know, a guy with a can for money. Maybe the guy's blind, maybe the guy's not blind, but, you know, he's playing the part. And Goose was always wanting to give him some money. And he would tell him, come on, follow me. I'll take you and get you something to eat. He was a good guy.
How did he get his name Goose?
He was a great baseball player, played first baseman. And he did a lot of this ball handling deal. It's a seven-inning stretch. He and another guy, I forget the other guy's name, they get on to do this ball handling deal at the baseball. He played first base, and his claim to fame there was that nobody could overthrow him. Like shortstop pick up, throw the guy out. The Goose could stretch so far and keep his foot on the base that nobody could get by on him.
Some other names from the Globetrotters, like Sweetwater Clifton?
Sweetwater was the first black, I think, to go into the NBA.
Oh.
Yeah, the New York Knickerbockers signed him. And then Chuck Cooper, I think, was the next. He went with Boston Celtics.
Other players for the Harlem Globetrotters, Sam Boom Boom Wheeler?
Yeah, out of St. Louis. He was a good ball player.
Bernie Price?
Yeah, and the Babe Presley, Duke Cumberland.
Ducky Moore?
Ducky Moore out of Ohio, Cleveland. Of course, Babe Presley was out of Cleveland also.
Josh Greider?
Josh Greider from Tennessee State.
Ted Strong?
Ted Strong was a great baseball player. He spared the Kansas City Monarchs.
Was the game different back then than it is today, basketball? Was it more skillful back then than it is today?
Well, Lord, it's as skillful, but, you know, not when it came to showmanship stuff.
Right.
You know, so for it being good, yes. You had guys like Goose Tatum. He's the greatest there ever was. You know, you got guys now playing that part that Goose played, but they'll never get anywhere close to his ability.